The 19th century Impressionist painter Mary Cassatt often looked to her immediate family for subject matter. Several of her best-known works are portraits of her sister Lydia. The relationship between the two sisters is the subject of a novel by Harriet Scott Chessman. Alan Shoes has our review.
One woman poses, the other woman paints. And that's not the only difference between these loving sisters. Lydia, ill with kidney disease, scarcely has the energy to sit, while Mary makes beautifully rendered domestic canvases and whirls through the Paris art scene, often in the company of Renoir and the flirtatious Edgar Degas. But these two American sisters also share a number of gifts. Lydia, for example, as sick as she is, feels life deeply, and appropriately enough, she too notices things. To paint the ordinary is the way she describes Mary's aesthetic credo. A woman in her morning dress reading Le Figaro, and to make the picture dance like this, to feel unbounded by all the things one had been taught. So very neat, the way Harriet Scott Chessman turns the tables in this flowing lyrical novel, and has Lydia, the woman in the morning dress reading Le Figaro, making her mental portrait of the sister who paints. The result, this short book, captures a bit of Paris of the time, gives us a teasing portrait of Degas, and brings to the foreground such questions as the relation of observer and observed, and the question of art and mortality. I suppose I could have gone to a biography of Mary Cassatt to learn about most of these matters, but I don't think the portrait of the artist I would have found there would have danced.
The novel is Lydia Cassatt Reading the Morning Newspaper. The author is Harriet Scott Chessman, and our reviewer is Alan Chews.